whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome into our studios a representative of Wood River Health in Hope Valley. Allison L. Croak is here. She is the president and CEO of the company. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you with us once again here in the studios. You've made a couple of appearances here, and we want to find out everything there is to know about Wood River Health. First off, a little bit about you. You've been with the company how long?
About 4.5 years.
4.5 years, so you're a veteran now.
Yes, I have some pre-COVID time and then some COVID time and some now, I guess, post-COVID time.
And is it almost back to the way it was, or still climbing?
It's getting back there. The transmission rates are low in Washington County and actually statewide, and we removed our masking requirement, except when folks maybe have flu or COVID symptoms. So that was, it's getting back to what it feels like was pre-COVID.
Quote, unquote, normal.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Well, normal is different for everyone, as we know during these past few years. But the health systems had a more difficult time than a lot of businesses just because of the clientele, if you will, correct?
Yes. You know, healthcare is something everyone needs.
Right.
Throughout their life. And so making sure you have the workforce to support that is always a challenge. I think all businesses are struggling with workforce right now. Healthcare is probably up at the top of that list, but we're not alone. Many businesses are struggling with that.
Right. Now, are you in a position of looking to increase your staff, or is that hasn't happened yet?
We do have some open positions. We've actually been very fortunate coming out of COVID compared to some other organizations. I consider us very lucky. We're essentially fully staffed with a couple of exceptions.
Okay.
We're really happy about that. Our primary care staff is essentially full. We have a dentist opening, but some candidates, and we have an opening in our behavioral health department for a clinician.
Excellent. So just in a nutshell, Wood River Health is touches on pretty much everything, right?
Not quite everything, but a lot. So we are a patient-centered medical home. We provide primary care for all ages. We provide dental care for all ages. We have integrated behavioral health, so for our dental and our primary care patients. We offer primarily outpatient individual counseling as well as groups. We have a pharmacy on site in Hope Valley. We also have a lab on site in Hope Valley. We have community health workers that help people with social issues like housing, food insecurity, transportation. So not everything, but quite a lot.
Pretty much, right?
Yes.
Other than surgery, right?
Yeah, right, yes.
There you go.
We're also starting an express care clinic. So those are same-day appointments for our patients that maybe wake up in the morning and don't feel well, or their child wakes up in the morning and doesn't feel well. We have one clinician devoted to that called our express care clinician, our express care clinic. And so we're really hoping that helps patients to not have to go to the emergency room or go to urgent care and wait for many hours. Come to your primary care medical home and come see us. And we have appointments every day for that.
Excellent. And with all of that going on, the size of the building needed to increase, right?
Yes, it did. That's been a need for a while. So again, fortunately, this was all done during COVID times. We launched a capital campaign, and we worked with Vision 3 Architects to design a 9,000 square foot building addition in Hope Valley. We went out to bid for construction. We're working with AZ Corp as our general contractor. They broke ground in August of 2022. And they're telling me, and they continue to say, September, mid-September to late September, we will be able to have a certificate of occupancy and the building will be finished.
Wow, that'll be great if that actually happens. That yes. doesn't normally happen.
They've been great. They've been managing the supply chain issues. We've been able to avoid most of those. A couple of things here and there, a couple of curveballs. But, you know, to have it completed in 13 months and to be able to occupy early October, we'd be thrilled.
That's a great goal. Hope that everything goes well on that front. And one of the things that you mentioned was mental health, and it happens to be Mental Health Month. A lot of you might not be aware of that, but May is Mental Health Month, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And you have specials going on.
No, we do. We do. If you follow us on social media, Facebook or Instagram, which I encourage you to do, you'll notice that many of our Facebook posts this month, our social media posts, are going to be focused on mental health awareness. There still is a significant amount of stigma around discussing mental health issues or substance use issues, as well as getting treatment. So our job is to help raise awareness and to promote publicly the importance of it. Mental health is health. It's connected. It's, you know, your brain is part of your body.
Sure.
So so we're doing that. We also are offering some free group classes. We have an art therapy class that we're going to hold at the Health Center in Hope Valley next Friday, May 12th. And that's open to the public. It's about an hour and a half. We have a certified, licensed art therapist. This is about the third time we've done this. People have really enjoyed it. And some of the artwork is really incredible. So we're going to have a space in our new building to display the patient's artwork, as long as they consent to that. It's up to them. Yeah. They don't have to do that. We also have a WRAP group that's been meeting, Wellness Recovery Action Plan. And that's a group that's led by, we have peers on staff. Those are people that are not licensed clinicians, but they are certified peer recovery specialists. They're people with lived experience, either with mental health recovery or substance use recovery. And they lead the group to talk about wellness in general. And how do you come up with a plan that's reasonable for you and you as an individual to focus on your wellness, whatever form that takes? So that's called WRAP. It's an acronym, W-R-A-P. And those groups meet on Tuesdays again in Hope Valley.
Okay, there's no rapping going on.
There is not.
Okay.
No.
Now, a lot of people might be wondering, since you're in Hope Valley, and it's the Wood River Health is an area of Rhode Island, do they have to be from a certain area, or are you open to anyone?
They don't have to be from a certain area. We have two locations, Hope Valley and in Westerly. The Westerly location we opened in 2019, so it's been about 4 years since we've been in Westerly. The Westerly location is very popular because most of our patients, actually a large number of them, live in Westerly. Transportation is a challenge in our part of the state, so they are really interested in going to the Westerly location. Most of our patients live in Charlestown, Richmond, Hopkinton, Westerly, Exeter, and West Greenwich, but that doesn't mean that people can't come from anywhere, and they do. They come from all parts of the state and parts of Connecticut as well.
I was just going to say, and parts of Connecticut is allowed also, right?
That's right.
They don't need a passport.
That's right. That's okay. Right. Don't have to pack an overnight bag.
You can come from
maybe get a snack
and make it right into Westerly.
That's right. You could walk, probably.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, you know, one of the things I find interesting in a healthcare system like this is there's so much going on. It just seems like you need a huge staff. Now, you mentioned that you have people working in the dental part and people working in mental health. And roughly, are we talking about 10, 15, 20 people? How many?
Our total staff right now, if we had all our positions filled, would be about 100.
100
staff, yes.
100, okay.
Yes.
So that's a major employer in this part of the state.
I suppose we would be considered one of the larger in our area, certainly in the Hope Valley area.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. And the things that go on and the things that are put together mostly go through your office or someone else?
So I'd like to say I know everything that goes on. I probably don't. We have a great leadership team. We have a chief medical officer and a chief dental officer. So most of the clinical decisions are being discussed with them. I have a chief operating officer. He's very much on point for the new building project. Of course, I'm very involved as well. I have a director of development and communications. She's very focused, and her team is, on a lot of external outreach and getting our name out there. And that's really resulted in a lot of increase in patients, which is great. We wanted to grow. We added staff so that we could grow. We're adding space. And we are open to new patients, which is tough, I think, for some folks that live in our area to find a doctor, to find a dentist. But we are open and taking new patients.
Now, you mentioned director of communications. Mm-hmm. Is that where this idea I heard of, where you're going to actually advertise at a drive-in movie theater?
Yes. She's got a great team. And we just filmed a commercial at the health center. We used some actual patients as well as staff that are in the commercial. So no paid actors were involved. And that will air at the Musquamicut Drive-In all summer long.
Wow. So are you in it?
I am. So, I am in it, and my voice is in it more than my face is in it, but that's okay. So you'll hear me talking a little bit about the health center and who we are and the services we offer.
And is this a typical television-type commercial? Is it 1 minute, or
it's
is it more like...
There's a 30-second and a 60-second commercial.
Okay, so they're that time. It's not like an infomercial or something that goes on for 5 or 6 minutes.
No.
Okay. So that's going to be at Musquamicut Drive-In.
That's right.
All right. Well, look forward to that. And will you be signing autographs after people see and hear you?
I'll think about it.
All right. And then we touched on a couple things. The new building that is going to be in place, the drive-in that's coming up, and the event that's going to be next Friday night. There's other events. You have something coming up on June 1st?
We do. We're having our second annual head-to-toe wellness fair on the 1st of June at the Esplanade at the Westerly Library. So that's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. There's a rain contingency. Hopefully it doesn't rain and we can be in the beautiful outdoors on the beautiful Esplanade at the library. We're very grateful to them for hosting us for the second annual and what will be much bigger than last year's event. We'll have displays from lots of local area nonprofits. They'll have information tables. We'll obviously be there with our staff giving out information on healthy, anything to do with health, whether that be mental health, oral health, physical health. We'll have support from Neighborhood Health Plan of Rhode Island. They're our major funder for this event. But there'll be representatives from the Y, from the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center, Johnny Cake, Warm, all of the local nonprofits. We really want folks to come out and learn about the resources in their community that help them to be healthy.
And that's going to be June 1st, right?
June 1st, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Esplanade and Westerly.
All right, we'll write that down. And if you want to find out any more about things that we're talking about today, just you can either Google Wood River Health and you'll find them, or there's websites that has a lot of information and
Yes. The
staff is on there and so forth. So go to the website, check that out also. We're going to find out more about Wood River Health in just a moment after we take this short break. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking this morning with Allison Croak, who is the president and CEO of Wood River Health, located in Hope Valley and Westerly. And lots of things go on at Wood River Health. Just as we talked in the first segment, pretty much everything to do with your health and various programs and getting information out. And a lot of things going on, Allison. So
Yes. Let's
let's back up a little bit. We talked about the event next Friday, and the new building, and your starring debut on television at the
right, the
drive-in commercial. Have you ever done anything like that before?
No. Just radio. Okay.
This is that'll be a first. So you get to see her. You've been hearing her voice for a while. Now you get to see her if you go to the Musquamicut Drive-In and catch that. And then the June 1st event, and it's Mental Health Month. Lots of things like that going on. Let's talk about some specific programs and some of the things that are happening with various programs. You talked about one for alcoholic problems.
Yes. So we, like most folks, are what we're seeing in our patients is that, especially with COVID and coming out of COVID, people are struggling with both mental health and substance use issues. anything that was happening before COVID. COVID probably made it worse. Increased anxiety, increased depression, increased alcohol use as a way to cope with what people were dealing with. So last January, January 22, we started a program called Medication-Assisted Treatment. This is a program that combines medication prescribed by your primary care provider to address opioid or alcohol addiction. That prescription is combined with either individual or group counseling or both. And I mentioned earlier peers. We also have peer support available. So it's a real holistic and evidence-based approach to treating folks with opioid or alcohol use disorder. We opened last April a pharmacy on site, and we partner with a pharmacy organization called Genoa Healthcare. Their roots, their national organization, and their roots are really working with people with mental health disorders, alcohol addiction, opioid use, and other mental illness. That's not all they do. They are a full-service pharmacy. You need a prescription for either over-the-counter or prescription medication. Any of our patients can access Genoa on-site in Hope Valley. But what they're very good at is working with our staff, working with our primary care providers, and making sure that people take their medication on a regular basis. We call that medication adherence. It's important when people, if you don't take your medication as prescribed and when you're supposed to, you don't always have the best outcome, and it can result in folks maybe having bad interactions with medication if you're not taking it properly or you're taking it with something you're not supposed to. So the pharmacist is a true part of the team working with the primary care providers, not just for our folks that are enrolled in medication-assisted treatment, but for really any of our patients. But since it's Mental Health Month, and again, behavioral health is about mental health as well as substance use, I thought it would be important to mention that program. And it really is something that saves lives, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, some of those medications could be almost the exact opposite effect if you're not taking them properly.
That's right.
It could be worse.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's an important step, and I'm sure it's a lot more involved than just the little plastic cases that say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes,
right?
Although we have those too. Yes, yes. But we forgot during COVID that we still have an epidemic within the pandemic, which is the opioid epidemic, and it hasn't gone away. We had made some progress pre-COVID in terms of opioid-related deaths in the state. If you look at the Department of Health data and you see the numbers of opioid-related deaths, they do start to decline, 2017, 2018, 2019. And then unfortunately, the emergence of COVID and the pandemic, all those numbers just went back up. So we've still got some work to do there.
Now, some people might think that, well, that's a big city problem.
It's definitely not. When you look at, the state has heat maps that you can look at, again, through the Department of Health. They have a lot of great data that you can, that anyone can see. It's all public. And they have these heat maps of the state. And they show, especially the area of Hopkinton and Westerly, as equal per capita in terms of opioid-related death, as well as at risk for opioid-related death, equal to Providence.
Really?
Yes.
It just shows how people don't, I know I didn't realize that. And I'm sure a lot of people are saying exactly what I just said. Really?
Yes.
You don't think of it that way.
Right.
You hear the news, you hear about the big cities.
Sure.
And you don't hear sometimes about what happens in Hope Valley.
Right. And I think that's why we want to increase awareness about the services we offer and about issues related to mental health and substance use, because it impacts everyone. No one is immune to it. It doesn't just affect people of color. It doesn't just impact people who are low income. It's everyone. I think every person listening right now probably has a friend or a family member or a friend of a family member who has been impacted by this. It's really pervasive. And so it's not something to be ashamed of. These are chronic conditions for which treatment is available. And it's just hard. It's hard to seek treatment. And it's hard not to feel judged when you do that. So our job and what we really try to do every day is to not do that. So we work really hard with our staff, and our staff works very, very hard to treat everyone with dignity and respect, no matter what's going on.
Now, if you're listening to the program and you think, well, what can I do to help this? Because if it is a problem, there is a possibility for people to help, right?
Sure. I mentioned we're accepting new patients. That always, we're happy to be keeping busy and fulfilling our mission. If you're interested in volunteering, we do have volunteer opportunities at the health center. You may have a specific skill set or area of expertise, but in particular, we have a gala in September. We put a lot of work into that gala, and if you are interested in helping out on our gala committee and doing things like helping us get live or silent auction items or sell tickets, we're happy to have your help. There's sometimes other opportunities. For example, we do different things at the health center, different events throughout the year. You never know. If you're interested, certainly reach out. We also have a patient advisory committee. That's a group of people, they're patients of the health center. They meet on a quarterly basis and they give us advice. We ask them specifically for feedback about what we're doing. We built a new website. Can you get around our new website? Can you find the information easily? So very helpful to have that actual patient feedback. Is the front desk staff or the phone room or our providers, are they being friendly, and is customer service a focus? You know, usually we get very, very positive feedback.
Sure.
There's always room for improvement.
That's
always.
Right. Everybody's going to look at things a little bit different sometimes.
That's right.
And you might be going along your day-to-day business and not realize that, oh, I never thought of we should be adding this or we should offering this.
That's right.
That's what that committee can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's important for patients to have a voice in the work that we're doing. That's why we're there. It's also important, I think, for many people don't realize this, that boards of health centers, and there are 10 of us in the state, eight health centers throughout the state of Rhode Island, and we all have a board that consists of primarily patients of the health center.
So really?
It's actually a federal requirement because it's in our compliance rules that we have to have 51% or more of our board be patients of the health center.
That's another thing I didn't realize. It's not just a matter of, oh, I'll get on the board of directors, but you're actually involved. They were actually involved in the healthcare part of it.
That's right. We have a great board. They're very committed. Most nonprofit boards are. Anyone that joins a nonprofit board, they're doing it because they love the mission, not because they're, you know, expecting steak and champagne at a dinner. That's definitely not who we are. But, you know, they put in a lot of their time for meetings and then things outside of meetings. They contribute to the health center in that way, as well as through philanthropic donations. And they govern. That's their role, is to govern the organization and to make sure that we are meeting our mission. So it's really unique, but it's very important. It's what makes us different, I think.
I think the key to all this is if you're listening to this and you want to get involved, there's some way you can help. There's some way you can help either financially or with your time or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
So get to the website, check it out, and find out what's going on. So your first step is this coming Friday, that event.
Yes, next Friday is, and again, this is free and open to the public, that art therapy class that we're offering. I believe it's in the afternoon. And so, again, help us get the word out. I think just helping, since it is Mental Health Month, we post lots of things up on our social media, messages around reducing stigma, et cetera. Share those. Share those out with your friends and family through your social media. Just help us get the word out. Every little bit helps. As much as we can get that message out, it helps.
Right. And there's always an event coming up. There's another one June 1st.
There is.
So check those things out. And then the big gala in September.
That's right.
Do we know the date of that yet?
We do. It's September 22nd. It's at the Venice in Westerly. There will be a silent auction and a live auction. Begins at 6, cocktail hour 6 to 7, full dinner starting at 7, brief speaking program. We usually like to feature a patient and a patient story so that people really understand what we do and why we do it. It really helps kind of drive that message home and that mission.
Instead of, for example, a keynote address.
That's right. That's right. I will talk for a little bit. People get tired of listening, but I will, you know, that is my job. I have to do that. But we feature a patient as well. And we have a great band, Take It to the Bridge. It's a wonderful band. People come just to listen to that band. And so they'll be our entertainment for the evening.
And so the tickets are available already?
They're not quite up online yet. I believe the save the date is on our website. So just do that for now. Save the date and join. If you want to, it would be a great way to get information is to join our e-newsletter list. So if you go to our website, woodriverhealth.org, there's a way that you can sign up for our email communications. We try not to overwhelm people. We usually send our email newsletter twice a month with some information about, you know, what's going on at the health center, as well as some health information. That's a great way to know what's going on. And then that way you'll know right away when those tickets go on sale, because that event sells out every year.
Wow, that's great. Yes. Well, make sure you save the date and make sure you go to the website. Allison, as usual, you know your stuff, and this time has flown by. But if you have questions out there and you're interested, I'm sure if you call Wood River Health, they'll be able to help you. Or if you go to the website, a lot of the questions will be answered right on there. So thanks for coming in, Allison. We appreciate the information to our audience.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. The rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.